We're talking about the legislative session just wrapped up here, just at the end of last month, and a lot got accomplished, it sounds like. And one of the things I know that you've been a big proponent of since the issue came up in February was a bill to ensure that ag landowners are protected for recreational land use. We talked a little bit about that bill in the past and how some of those protections were stripped away due to a Supreme Court decision, but it sounds like the legislature was able to work together, get through it, even though the time was against them, and put together a bill that will protect landowners.
Yes, exactly. And that's the big takeaway from that bill being passed is peace of mind has been restored for rural landowners who want to allow people onto their land for recreational use, be it fishing, hunting, mushroom hunting, nature walking, ATV riding, horseback riding, what have you. So peace of mind has been restored through that. And that was, I've talked to several legislators, representatives and senators in the interim, or since the interim began, and they all said that, that's one of the big highlights of this year's session. It was something that we never saw coming when we were sworn in back on January 14th, because this was an issue. This wasn't an issue until February 15th when the Supreme Court handed down their decision. But it was something that when we started out, we were miles apart on the various sides were, and we got it worked out. And about a week before the session ended for this year, we got something that was substantial and workable, and it passed both chambers unanimously. It's on its way to the governor's desk for him to sign and move on. But I think it's a huge victory. Someone in one of our latest town hall meetings said, "You mean common sense won?" And I said, "Yeah, that's a good way of put it. Excuse me, common sense scored a victory in this one." So that was a huge thing to have. And so I know there's been a lot of questions and a lot of uncertainty that brought around this issue, and that's the great takeaway from this is peace of mind has been restored in the recreational land use statute that's been on the books for 45 years.
The common sense idea prevailing, it seems like that in a sense is what kind of the takeaway of the session is. You weren't part of the legislature last year, but as we look at last year's legislative session where they talked about education reform and property taxes too, there was no real takeaway from that last year. This year, not only did those two issues come back again and actually have a compromise reached and something on the governor's desk, but also low income medical insurance as well too. So it's a lot of stuff that was able to be taken care of in the conflicting House and Senate with party controls.
And I think that's another good thing to highlight. There was a lot of big and small pieces of legislation where both sides, you said early on that that a lot was surprisingly accomplished this year, and I think that was the big thing, that there was not much was expected out of this legislature due to the split party leadership in the Senate and the House chamber. And I think there was a lot of good things accomplished both large and small pieces of legislation. Obviously, you mentioned some of the bigger ones, education reform, property tax reform. I sit by the Ways and Means Chair, Representative Tom Sands, and this is something that he's been working on for a long time. Is it everything that he wanted? No. Same thing with education reform. Is it everything? Is everybody happy about every single piece of that legislation? No. But that's what compromise looks like. Everybody came away from both of those big pieces of legislation feeling like they got something out of it, and it was something that was able to move through both chambers. And the governor just this week signed the ed reform bill at North High School, and so there was a lot of good things accomplished. You mentioned the medical insurance for low-income families. I think everyone agreed that IowaCares was a failing program and was not serving our low-income citizens very well at all. Well, now we've got it to where they can go to their community hospitals for care. And so that was a big thing accomplished too in this legislature. So, all the way around, given the dynamics of the legislature, it goes to show you that we can get things done. And common sense prevailed.
Is there anything in particular? I know I hit on the recreational land use right away, and we just kind of briefly went through some of those other major landmark things that were passed, but is there any other highlights that you want to talk about?
There was a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of smaller bills that didn't get a lot of press. There was a landlord and tenant protections that was a big, huge bipartisan bill. That was one of the first few bills that I ran on the House floor that got a lot of strong bipartisan support. There were several other bills that, it takes a long time to go into, and there wasn't really big, grand and glorious bills, but there was a lot of good legislation, that was passed this year. One thing I think for Marion County that is of importance was the sales tax exemption for the hydroelectric conversion property, which they're going to utilize that right away. At Red Rock Dam, the Missouri River Energy Group is going to be putting a hydroelectric project or dam together at Red Rock, and taking advantage of that legislation. That's going to be a huge impact economically for Marion County and the surrounding communities, and that's going to service roughly 18,000 homes when it's complete. So I think that's a good piece of legislation that came out that directly impacts Marion County.
If you look into your crystal ball a little bit into 2014, what do you see as the issue? It's an election year, so I know that usually makes things a little tougher, but what will be talked about?
Yeah, that's, I'm glad you brought that up. That throws in a different dynamic too as well, but one thing I've been able to do in this last year is build some relationships in both chambers and with both parties, members of both parties, and I've talked with several people from the other side of the aisle and said, they've looked back, we've kind of did a look back analysis and said, hey, we can get things done together. Let's work on some more common ground issues for next year. And yes, you throw into the whole election cycle element into it, and it can become a zoo. Right now, the talk is that, hey, let's keep this up. This is what, both Republicans and Democrats are hearing from their people back in their district to say, we want more of this. That was one thing I got from the recreational land use in my email in basket was, hey, great job, guys. We want more of this. And I know talking to my House colleagues on the Democrat side, they've heard the same thing. Thanks for doing this. We want more cooperation. So I see us working together. I know I've reached out to several Democrats from in the House chamber and talked to several in the Senate as well. We're looking at what can we do in the future. Let's focus on some of these common ground issues and let's move forward with that. We've talked a lot about education reform. We talked a lot about property tax reform. Now I think some of our focus is going to be looking at government reform. What can we do to make government leaner so that it better serves the citizens of Iowa, but at a much less, and takes advantage of those tax dollars and not squander them. So I think that's something that we're looking at just kind of on the horizon.